Hey, this is Zach. The political spin doctors are in the house down Gilead Lane.
And that was a touching romantic ballad from Grungy Sludge with their newest hit, I'm Pounding My Head on the Wall for Your Love. We'll check out the latest weather right after this.
As a family court judge, John Morrison knows family values, strong morals, hard work, solid integrity. When you combine these assets with proven leadership and a strong family behind him, you have a mayor you can count on. John Morrison is that mayor. Keep Coleraine safe, solid, strong. Vote John Morrison for mayor of Coleraine.
Monica Richter has always been a devoted wife and mother. But not only is she the very cornerstone of her family, Monica is also recognized as a pillar in our community. She's spent her life in service to others. And now, Monica Richter wants to serve you. As mayor, Monica Richter pledges to bring Coleraine into the future. It's time for true leadership. It's time for Monica Richter. Monica Richter, leading Coleraine to a brighter tomorrow. Vote Monica Richter for mayor.
She'll make the future now.
Wimpy, spineless, putrid.
Monica, I don't understand. Just last week, you loved that spot.
Just last week, I wasn't at 32% in the polls.
Now, these campaigns take some time to sink into the public consciousness.
Escalade is right.
Thank we you. Just you don't understand. I don't have time.
Well, Stefan has some encouraging news.
I've heard enough of your so-called encouragement, your spin. I'm paying good money for a high-powered agency, and all I get is the Three Stooges.
Excuse me, but my team has launched some of the most successful campaigns of all time.
Mm-hmm. Well, this isn't one of them.
Stefan!
Monica, your numbers are trending up. 2 weeks ago, our survey showed you at 31%. Now you're at 32%.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, let's throw a party! Let me give you a little education, my friends. I know this town better than any of you. And I know this is the time to go for the jugular.
Well, this time we were just hold it, Mac.
I've had my fill of the nauseating, nicey-nice, warm and fuzzy fluff. Clearly, this approach is not working.
But this has been our strategy all along.
Mm-hmm.
Escalade and Stefan and I all agreed that we're gonna lure Morrison into this nice guy campaign.
Yeah. Yes, and then late in the game, when his funds are running low, we'll hit him hard.
We'll level our guns and broadsides.
Yeah. Maybe it would have been nice to share with me your little brainstorms from your little brains.
Our strategy has been threefold.
I'm tired of the talk. May I remind you, I have connections in high places. It's how I got you here to Coleraine, if you don't remember. And I say it's time to strike, now. Or I'll send the Tiburonis Agency back to your early days, doing furniture store commercials with Screaming Eddie and his mighty discount axe.
Oh, that one hurts. Ouch.
Tomorrow we'll discuss the consequences of the Einstein postulates, including time dilation and the twin paradox. Now it's... Okay, don't forget, your reports on the velocity composition law are due on Friday. Justin, could I see you for a minute, please?
Yes, sir. Oh, Mr. Silica, I finished up that extra credit project on Einstein.
Good, good. I look forward to seeing it. We got the results back from the science scholarship competition.
Really?
Justin, I'm afraid you didn't qualify. I'm sorry.
I don't understand.
A student from another school submitted a very similar project on the center of pressure on rockets, and it was extremely thorough. He did a 3D animation, he had several models, I'm sorry, Justin.
It's, you know, these things happen.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, thank you.
No. All right. But I recommend you talk this over with your parents.
Yeah.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
See, Coleraine doesn't need progress as much as it needs to make good use of the heritage we already have. I'd like to focus our attention on the tourism industry and play up our wonderful history.
Thank you. And a quick follow-up question?
Sure.
As part of Monica Richter's four-point program, her entertainment district would also include world-class bars and limited gambling. What's your opinion on that?
I appreciate my opponent's ambition, but I have a number of problems with her proposal. It would turn Coleraine into a cheap neon gambling town, just like what happened to South Point. I really believe this idea would destroy the character of our community, as well as increase crime and corruption. It's bad news for Coleraine.
All right, then. Thank you very much, Mr. Morrison.
Oh, thank you, Hale. It's an honor having you in our home.
It's a pleasure.
Dave, I can take that light and tripod for you.
Can you believe it? Hale Clark is actually in our house.
We're famous.
I wouldn't go that far, Tim.
Brooke, I'm telling you, we are the news.
I think this is all going to Tim's head.
Thank you again.
Oh, should I get his autograph?
Haley.
John, you were wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
No.
I was actually a little nervous.
You?
Huh? You never know what bits and pieces they'll take out of an interview.
Oh, I think Hale will be fair.
I could tell he was impressed.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks for the assurance, Michael. Well, I'd like to congratulate everyone.
For what?
Oh?
I just learned some interesting news from Mr. Clark. The latest polls show we've got 63% of the vote.
No way! Oh,
that's great.
All right, now, come on. I want to warn you that there will be some more ups and downs in the campaign.
Oh, yeah.
It's how these things go. But the secret is, we don't put our hope in the polls. If we did, our hope would be up and down, right? Instead, we've got to put our hope in God. And he's always a steady up.
Oh, I'll get it.
Where's Justin? I need to let him know the latest.
He's in our room.
Oh. Yes, of course.
John?
Yeah, what's up?
It's Senator Denton.
Senator? Hello, Senator Denton. Doing just fine.
Senator Denton?
You
will? I told you we were famous.
What's going on, Mom?
I'm not sure yet.
What a wild day.
Thank you. Yes. Goodbye now. Mary? Kids?
Yeah?
That was the Honorable Senator Denton. He's decided to endorse me for mayor.
Oh,
that's awesome, man.
Now, what about that talk on not putting our hope in the ups and downs?
All right, still true. But, hey, I can't help but get excited about this. Boy, I gotta call Ben and let him know.
Well, I'm sure your radio listeners will be as surprised as I am to learn that John Morrison wants to keep Coleraine in the past.
Well, what do you mean by that?
I happen to have a sound clip from a recent interview with Morrison.
Coleraine doesn't need progress.
In his own words.
Mm.
It's unfortunate, but plain to see that my opponent is stuck in the past. Now, listen to what he says about my progressive idea for an entertainment district.
I have a number of problems with her proposal.
So he's opposed. That's why he's your opponent.
Yes, but he's not just opposing me. He's opposing progress. John Morrison is a man of problems, a man of the past. But he hasn't come up with any progressive ideas of his own. All he can do is tear down my solutions. That's not the kind of leader Coleraine needs.
And that is why I have called this news conference. Court records recently uncovered show that John Morrison has made a number of questionable decisions as judge. Decisions that should make us think twice when it comes to voting for this man. In March this year, a plaintiff complained that Judge Morrison was, quote, incompetent and abrasive to her, unquote. 1 month later, he blocked the adoption of a child into a loving home. And just last month, Judge Morrison ordered three children back into an abusive home. Is this the kind of incompetence and backward thinking we want to lead our city?
Judge John Morrison may seem like a nice guy, but here are the facts. 3 years ago, Morrison refused to pay a parking ticket. That's judicial arrogance. This year, he made several questionable decisions as judge. That's judicial incompetence. And John Morrison is not from Coleraine. He came from New Hampshire, where he left behind a secret past of drinking and partying. That's judicial hypocrisy. Judge for yourself. Morrison is bad news for Coleraine. Vote Monica Richter. She'll make the future now.
Latest polls are in.
Oh, how do we look?
What are the numbers?
Well?
We're gaining. Oh. We just picked up 7 percentage points. Seven.
Celebrate. Good times.
Oh, now that's the kind of campaign I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. We've got to keep the pressure on.
Yes, and here's how we're going to do it.
I've got more dirt on Morrison.
Well, listen to me, Monica. Mm-hmm. Save the dirt for the very end.
Yeah.
The problem is everyone still sees Morrison as the good guy. Mm-hmm. It's like he owns the good guy franchise.
What are you saying?
I'm saying if we put too much pressure on Morrison, he'll look like the underdog, like the martyr. So now, while we've got him still reeling from all the bad news, we start taking over his home turf.
Good
idea. It's like it's time for you to play the good guy.
Or woman.
We'll start with the key influencers in Coleraine.
Yep.
So I want you to be prepared. I don't want you to have to take any questions from the media, all right?
Oh, good. I kind of miss talking to them.
First of all, as you all well know, I'm certainly not opposed to progress. They took my comments totally out of context.
I had a feeling they'd pull something like that.
Yeah.
And as far as my questionable decisions, the lady who said I was incompetent and abrasive in court just happens to be a friend of Monica Richter's.
That's awful.
Now, I want to make it clear that I don't want you to hold any of this against Mrs. Richter in any way. We need to forgive her.
But we also felt it was important for you to know the truth.
That's right.
Your dad didn't block an adoption to a loving home, like she said. It turns out that loving home had a lot of problems, and it wouldn't have been good for the child.
Why doesn't anybody tell the truth about what's going on?
Nobody bothered to check, apparently.
They also said that you put 3 children back into an abusive home.
Ah, yeah, that. Those were parents who loved their kids and believed in spanking them when they needed it. Not abusive spanking, mind you, just regular old-fashioned spanking. Some people who don't believe in spanking called it an abusive home. I checked into it myself. They were totally wrong.
I wish there was some way people could find out the truth about all this stuff.
Well, that's the thing, Michael. Most people don't bother to check. They just believe what they see and hear. But I believe, eventually, the truth always comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember telling that to... Hold on. Wait a minute, where's Justin?
I think he's in his room.
Mm-hmm.
Again?
Hey, Justin? Dad, bud.
Come in.
Justin, I've noticed you're spending a lot of time in your room lately. Is everything... Justin?
Yeah?
Son, your eyes are bloodshot. Is everything okay?
Everything's fine.
Huh. Listen, you mind if I sit down?
Sure.
Okay, what's up?
That's nothing.
You know, Brooke just told me something that happened to you the other day at school. Something about Becca... Yeah, I heard that Tiffany and Don were teasing you about that note you got from your teacher in first grade about you being overly sensitive and emotional. And I always disagreed with that note. You were sensitive because God made you compassionate.
Well, how did they get the note anyway?
I don't know, son. But what they did, blurting out something that personal in front of Becca, well, that was totally uncalled for.
Yeah.
Justin, son, I know it's hard, but you need to forgive them for what they did to you. And it's just like I'm having to forgive Monica Richter for what she's doing to us right now. You just don't want any bitterness growing inside you. The only person that hurts is you, right?
Right.
Well, do you want to talk about it some more?
No, thanks.
I know you need time to think things over, right? I respect that.
Okay.
You come talk to me whenever you're ready, huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, and listen, you be sure to let me know about that science competition thing, all right? You're gonna do great. I just know it.
All right.
So the reporter is in the store now. Is that correct?
Yes. I just received
confirmation. So the story should release on Sunday in the gossip column. Now, that gives you the biggest circulation day of the paper. TV and radio are most likely going to pick up the story on Monday, which is a slow news day.
Fine. And Mac?
Yes?
Good job.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
Wish me luck.
Ben Taylor?
I'm right here. Well, Monica Richter, surprised to see you here.
I hold nothing against my friend, even though you're helping John Morrison's campaign. All's fair in love and war, as they say.
Yeah. Can I interest you in a low-fat seaweed crunch bar? They're on clearance.
I'm sure they are. No, thank you, Ben. Actually, I've come here to...
Ask a favor?
No. I've come here to give a favor.
You want me to put a sign in the window?
No, I mean it, Ben. This is something that could truly help your kids.
Yeah?
I heard about what happened to you and the kids, how that shyster ran off with all their college funds. The news is all over town.
Word gets around.
I understand Luke and Becca won't be able to go to college now because of what he did to you. Is that true?
What do you want, Monica?
Even though I'm on the other side in politics, I'm also a parent, Ben. And I can relate to how devastating that must be for you.
Well, of course.
As a goodwill gesture, if you're open to it, I thought it would be nice if I could offer a scholarship to your Luke and Becca.
What kind of scholarship?
Everything paid for. College tuition, books, the whole bit.
And what are you asking in return?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Call it a goodwill gesture. Look, I realize because of the season we're in that you would suspect politics to be at work here. But may I level with you?
Sure.
I believe I have a good chance of becoming mayor. And when I do, I want all of Coleraine to come together, including everyone who opposed me, including you.
Well, sounds nice.
I'll be frank. You hold a lot of influence in Coleraine. I need your input on building a better town for all of us. I need to hear your side of the issues.
You can't buy my vote, Monica.
I'm not trying to. And why are you being so cynical? I'm doing this as a gesture of kindness to prove that I'm willing to work with all of Coleraine. Here's my office number. You can take the offer or not. But I need to know by Tuesday.
Fine. And, thank you.
This is all going to backfire. I knew it would. This was a terrible plan.
Monica, trust us on this one.
Ben Taylor may actually take me up on it.
Either way, we win. It's all part of the plan. You'll see.
In an unusual gesture, mayoral candidate Monica Richter has offered a full college scholarship to the children of popular businessman Ben Taylor. Curiously enough, Taylor is helping run the campaign for Richter's opponent, John Morrison. I spoke with Taylor earlier today.
Well, I made it clear to Monica that I'm not promising anything. Well, I'm still voting for John Morrison, but I do appreciate the help.
Apparently, Monica Richter didn't want to make a show over the goodwill gesture and, in fact, refused to appear on camera. However, in a written statement, Richter says that no matter who wins, she hopes all of Coleraine can put aside political differences and join together in a spirit of cooperation.
What?
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad. I checked our numbers today, and we're way down from last week.
That's scary.
Haley, honey,
what's wrong, sweetie?
They're so cruel. I can't believe it.
Oh, honey, what happened?
The kids at school told me the Morrison kids are all a bunch of no-good hypocrites.
Oh, Hale, come here.
All right, I know this is just a bunch of kids at school, but I also know who's behind it.
Now,
it's
John,
unconscionable.
I agree.
I didn't think she would stoop this low.
Well,
to attack our kids for crying out loud. It's one thing to take me on, but the kids?
Now,
I've got half a mind to go over to her headquarters and give her a piece of my...
I think they're trying to bait you, John.
Oh.
Trying to get you riled up so you'll do something rash that you'll regret.
Well, they may be right.
Yes, but... How about let's start by calling the kids' teachers. Find out if they know what's been going on.
Well, that's not quite as rash as I was thinking. But I guess it's a good place to start.
All right.
Who is it?
It's Dad.
Okay.
Justin,
I was talking to your teacher today. So why didn't you tell me you were out of the science scholarship competition?
I don't know.
Well, that's why your mom and I are here, son, to help you through things like that. Were you too embarrassed to admit it?
Dad, you weren't even there. Nobody was.
What?
You all missed the whole competition. I told you about it the week before, but you must have forgot.
But, wait a minute, how? Why didn't you tell me, son?
Well, it was right around the time Mr. Key died.
Oh.
Plus, you were busy with your campaign. Everything was nuts.
Justin, you know we can talk about anything, buddy. We always have.
Yeah, but...
But what?
You've got a lot going on right now.
Oh, Justin. Son. I'm sorry. Your mom and I, we love you very much. And it grieves me to know you were hurting while we were all caught up with other things.
It's all right.
No. No, it's not.
And I found out today that Justin's grades are dropping.
Huh.
And remember what Brooke told us? When he finally worked up his nerve to talk with Becca, those kids humiliated him.
Yeah, Tiffany and her friend Don. Yeah, he's like another Brad Smith. Maybe even worse.
And from what I'm hearing, the teasing and harassing hasn't stopped.
I never thought Monica would pull something like this. I was wrong.
Oh.
No. It's okay, Mary. One of the kids can get it.
Well, John, there's something else.
What?
I was talking with my brother Tommy today.
How's the doctor doing?
I told him his nephew was struggling, and Tommy says these are warning signs. Justin's withdrawal and isolation, the grades. He told me we better pay attention.
All right, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Dad!
Yeah, honey, what is it?
It's the governor. He's on the phone, and he wants to talk with you.
We can pick this up after your phone call.
No. Just wait. You tell the governor. I'll call him back, please.
Okay.
John.
No. We've had too many very important interruptions lately. And with all respect, it wouldn't matter if the president himself called right now. My family's hurting because of my decision to run. And I'm not going to let these things interrupt what's really important.
All right.
Now, Mary, this campaign isn't worth sacrificing our family. And now a psychiatrist is telling us we'd better pay attention. I'm really worried about Justin.
So am I. But what about God's will in all this? Didn't he want you to run for mayor?
That's the only thing that's kept me going lately.
So if we quit, would we be disobeying God? And why would he go to all the trouble to tell you to run and then want you to quit?
Maybe he just wanted us to enter the race to deepen our dependence on him. It's all a bit muddy right now. But I think I'm beginning to understand that our hope is not in the calling he gives us. See, our hope is in God himself.
So our hope is not up and down. It's a steady up.
Yeah, that's right. If we hope in him, we'll never be disappointed. Because sometimes we don't see the whole picture. Sometimes he just shows us the next step.
John, I get the sense this next step is going to be crucial.
I'm not sure what's about to happen, Mary, but we've got to trust God right now more than ever. Man, I just keep coming back to James. If any of you lacks wisdom...
He should ask God. We need to pray, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, right now.
Wow, I can't believe after all they've been through, Judge Morrison is thinking about quitting? And what's going on with Justin anyway? What do you think the Morrisons should do? Should they wait until the campaign is over to help Justin, or should they drop everything and work with him now? Or do you think there's some way to do both? I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens next. Well, actually, in a way, you don't have to just wait. You've got a whole week to talk about it. There's a whole community at the CBH message boards talking about what they think will happen in Down Gilead Lane. Why not join them and lend your opinion to the conversation? Just go to GileadLane.org and click over to the message boards. Today's episode, A Steady Up, is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve O'Dell. Joe McCarger was the recording engineer, with post-production by Elizabeth Bowman and music by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach. We'll see you right back here next time, Down Gilead Lane.